life. Letting the terms of God as life lead to a better understanding of God. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things includes perfect life, which means no discord, which means any thought of need for healing is banished because it is seen that there can be no discord when our focus is on the reality of God. In the research that Helen Wright did about all the terms that Mary Baker Eddy utilized to describe life, she compiled a list of 52 key words, also a list of 15 which represent the opposite of God as life. This recording will explore the detailed list of the 67 words just referred to. It seems that the overall theme of life is to be living the qualities of God. With that in mind, consider the possibility that all the various terms to describe life are really in support of living the qualities of God. I was involved in the purchase of a house one time, and the decorator showed us the house, and it had been empty for some time, and the decorator that showed it to us indicated that what it needed was life, someone living in it, bringing life to its existence. That's what the synonymous terms are, or the 10 digits of mathematics. They are there and available, but they need to be brought to life. They need to be utilized. With mathematics, one utilizes the four operators of add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Those are the basic ones. With the seven synonymous terms for God, which are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, the four operators there need to be utilized. The four sides of the city represent those four operators, and the first one is the Word, which means the facts about God. The second one is the Christ, which means the interpretation or translation of the Word as it relates to us individually in the experience at hand. The third side of the city is Christianity, which means the demonstration or the proving of the translation and the Word. And the fourth is the science, which means that the proof, the demonstration, has been accomplished and one is now living in the life of perfection that relates to that particular topic. The first word of the list of 52 is abundance. I believe this is telling us that life is abundant when we think about the spiritual nature of life. In other recordings, it was explained that spirit is the only substance, and spirit is flawless, and therefore transparent, and therefore reflective. And the substance, which is spirit, permeates all the other qualities. For a quality means nothing if it has no substance. There must be substance involved, or there is no existence. Mind must be of the substance of spirit. Certainly could not be of the substance of matter. just like the digits of 0 through 9, they are a mental concept, and therefore they're ever present. They could not be confined to matter, or they could not be principle, and they could not be ever present. You could not confine mathematics to a building, such as a church. The facts about God could not be confined to a building, could not be confined to a preacher. They're either facts or they're not facts. They're either truth, which is unchangeable, or they're unreal. So life is abundant, independent of matter. If life were dependent on matter, then it would be limited, could not be ever present, could not be a quality of God. If the digit 7 were dependent upon one particular person, it would be of little value. For if that person expired, then the use of the 7 could no longer be valid. Just as principle is not dependent upon any kind of a material structure or a matter-based thought, life cannot be dependent upon a material person or a matter-based thought. Therefore, it has to be dependent upon a more spiritual nature, which is spirit itself. Totally spiritual. Not just more spiritual, but in and of spirit. That is the substance of life. That is the substance of all existence. So if we think about the concept that life is not dependent upon matter, and abundance cannot be dependent upon matter, but is a natural quality of life itself, because substance is spirit. The next quality is ascension. Now, if one thinks about the scientific statement of being, wherein Mary Baker Eddy states, there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Then it's easy to see that our thought is ascended above the confines of a matter-based foundation or a matter-based limitation of life. Aspiration is another term for life, and aspiration is what enables ascension. We can lift our thought if we aspire to follow the qualities of life, which are representative of God as life. The next one is being with a capital B, and the following one is a being with a lowercase b. If we think about principle, that also utilized the word being. However, it was only in the lowercase. So this is giving us both the upper and lowercase, and of course the uppercase means God, which means that we are at one with God. Just like Jesus was at one with God. That's why he earned the title of Christ. Therefore, if we're going to be living the life with a capital L, we are going to be experiencing at one with God. If we're going to only experience it on a lower level, then it's going to be a lowercase being, which means it's going to be better than if it were not living the qualities of life, but not as absolute as the capital B for being. Bread is another quality. Mary Baker Eddy refers to Jesus when he was breaking bread with his disciples He was explaining the truth. That's what life is. Life is living the truth. It is bringing forth the demonstration of truth. Character is another term. We experience the character of the Christ in our life if we are following the spiritual nature of Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and other messengers of God. Coexistence is another term. As long as we are following the qualities of God, we are coexisting with God. We are at one with God. The next one is coincidence. Same thing. We are in coincidence with the Christ consciousness as we are following the qualities of God in our everyday thought, speech, and action. Constructive. We are destructive if we are not following the qualities of God, and we are constructive when we do. We are building. We are pursuing the infinite progression, which is concrete being. And we're doing it in a methodical, constructive way. Creator. We could call this revelation. Because if we are letting the Christ consciousness guide us in our life, in every thought, speech, and action, then we are seeing the new opportunities that are revealed to us through the infinite mind. This impacts our daily life. Day is another term. We need to be looking upon the morning as the breaking of a new adventure, a new opportunity to express God's goodness, to glorify God in everything we do, think, and say. Earth implies body, or another way to think about it is that it is an absence of limitation. The whole earth is available as our body in terms of shedding limitation. God is omnipresent, and therefore our opportunity to glorify God is always present. Does not matter what activity in which one may be involved. The opportunity is always there. Essence is another term, and essence really means distilling all of the ingredients down to the important facts, separating the chaff from the wheat, getting to the essence of truth, getting to the essence of our individual experience as life. Eternal is another one, and eternal is telling us that there is no limitation. As long as we're thinking of Spirit as our substance, then there is no limitation to life. Exaltation means that we are going to let our thought rise, ascend above any thought of limitation. Existence is another term. God is the only cause and creator, and God's creation includes His manifestation. Mary Baker Eddy explains that Genesis 1, when it states in the beginning, it means in the only. So the only existence there is the revelation that is made clear to us as we open our thought to an elevated view of reality. Experience is the next term, as was previously described in other recordings and touched on here. Our body is everything in our experience. So our experience is all wrapped up in one word called body. It is not a material body. It is not anything visible. It is every thought, speech, and action combined as experience. Father is another term. Normally it is thought of as life being a fatherly characteristic. Fatherhood, the next word. But in essence, life is a mother-father quality. If one is not experiencing the qualities of motherhood, then they are missing out on a very important ingredient of life. For motherhood is cultivating, culturing, mothering the individual concepts about mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. One of the authors in our featured list talked about a woman that was very frustrated because she was trying diligently to elevate herself to a managerial position, and it seemed like she just couldn't get there. She apparently was a professional woman and not a one that had chosen a life of raising a family. And the practitioner talked to her, again, one of the authors listed in our author list, said, "You must develop the fatherhood characteristics." Leadership is a quality that is often devoted to a fatherhood characteristic. Courage is another one. So he said that as those qualities developed in her consciousness, then it would be natural for her to be in a more managerial position because she was then conquering the limitations of not having those qualities be a part of her experience. And sure enough, as time went on and she cultivated those qualities of fatherhood, she then was promoted to a managerial position. Like the saying, when the teacher is ready, the student appears. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. We will progress when we're ready to progress. When our thought is open to taking another step forward and upward. The next term, fathering, is right along with the other two words of father and fatherhood. Follow and followers are the next two terms. As we follow the Christ, we will be a follower. So don't think about being a leader from a human standpoint, but letting God guide us. That's what this recording is all about. Letting the qualities of God guide us as our experience of life. Grace is another quality of life. Life is not a rough, unpolished form of living, but it is one polished with the qualities of God. Love, Mary Baker Eddy says, is life. Love is life. Life is love. Love is the plan and design of all existence. Love could be considered the lubricant that enables everything to work together. without discord. And if we are loving, we are going to be graceful. We're not going to be rude. We're not going to be jerky. But we are going to be considerate and loving, thoughtful, tender, kind. These are qualities of love which are going to be influencing the way we conduct ourselves in life. Gratitude is another term, and we cannot help but be grateful for everything that we experience in life is going to be a conclusion of correct thinking, speech, and action. We will be grateful that whatever we do is unfolded to us in a logical, systematic, spiritual manner. The next word, habitual, falls in directly with this because it is going to be a habit. In other words, we're going to automatically repeat the procedure. This ties in with another one later down the list, which is called multiplies. So the effort will be multiplied when we have the correct formula, which means we are living the qualities of God. We're living the qualities of life. The next term is highway. So we are going to be on the path of truth if we're going to be following the Christ consciousness in our everyday life experience. And we're going to be on that path which is immortal, which is the next term, and immortality and indestructible, the next three terms, because these all link together. If we are going to conduct ourselves in an immortal way, then we will gain immortality. And we will be indestructible because we are going to be following the substance of spirit as our core. We're going to be thinking in a spiritual manner, conducting ourselves in a spiritual atmosphere. The next three are interesting: individual, individuality, and indivisible. Everyone is an individual, not a personality. Personality indicates matter as a base. Individuality indicates spirit. Indivisible refers to facts. Truth. It cannot be divided. When they were splitting the atom, they kept reducing it to a smaller and smaller what they thought was fact. What it really was a false concept of fact, because it was based on matter, and matter they were able to split down to realize that it was nothing. But it was only the thought of those who were observing. Inspiration is laying down. Again, three words that link together. Inspiration means that we know there is something that is invisible that we are pursuing. Is means that we are recognizing that it is real. And laying down, we are laying down the false concept of what we thought was real. And we recognize that it really was not real at all, but it was only a mirage. It was a false concept. It was an incorrect vision. The next one is love, which we've already talked about, and that is that love is life. If we are loving, we are living. If we're not loving, we cannot be living. We are in a state of unproductive passiveness. Method multiplies nowness. We talked about method. In other words, in principle, we need to have a system and structure. It needs to be consistent. When we're living our life, it needs to be based on a system and structure of spirit. And then it will multiply because we have the correct formula on understanding what truth is, or at least a concept of it. And that enables good to continue to happen in an ever-expanding way. Nowness means that we are living in the present. We are living in the understanding that there is no time or space, but everything is here and now. Open means that we are not limited in our view. We are letting the life of God, the unlimited eternal nature of God, permeate our thought, permeate our consciousness, so that we are at one with the Christ consciousness. We are open to the unlimited nature of life, the unlimited nature of the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. Perpetua is the next one, meaning that it will continue to perpetuate itself. It is not dependent upon an individual or a person. A person, of course, as mentioned before, means that it is matter-based. An individual means that it is above individuality because it is the individuality of God itself, which is infinite individuality. So it's not dependent upon a single, unique individual. Nothing is, because God is completeness, wholeness, not dependent upon just one manifestation, but on all manifestation. Preserves is another one. Life preserves activity. It preserves experience. And that is based on us following the Christ consciousness, because that is a permanent consciousness. It is not just a limited concept of consciousness. Repentance is the next one, and that means that we can only be open to an unlimited life if we are going to constantly square our account with the truth. Mary Baker Eddy says how important it is not to be carrying a load of trash with us, but we need to be clearing our thought continuously, squaring our account, dissolving any discord on a continuing basis. That gives us the opportunity to go forward with a clean conscience and enables us to devote our thought to something more productive. We cannot be carrying around the past, because the past is based on there not being an understanding that everything is here and now, which means that it is not based on spirit, but it is based on matter. We cannot be basing our thought on matter if we want to move forward. The next one is right in line, resurrection, meaning that it's really a part of ascension. We have to resurrect our thought above the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter in order to ascend, and we need to move forward in life, and we cannot do that unless we resurrect our thought from a limited sense of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. It has to be life, truth, and intelligence in and of spirit, in and of the infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind. The next one is risen. Well, that's what resurrection is all about. It is rising above the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. The next one is sacrifice, and what we sacrifice is a false sense of life. In other words, a matter-based sense of life. And it's not a sacrifice once we realize that that has been an incorrect viewpoint. It is only a sacrifice if we are trying to hang on to it and think it is of value. So we have to let go in order to go up and forward. Temple. We want to go up to the top of the temple. We want to rise in our thought above any restriction of mortality, any restriction of limitation. In fact, the next term is the mortal. The mortal, that is the belief we have to overcome. The mortal. We cannot accept ourselves as being born from a mother's womb or a result of a male and a female and electricity all getting together and forming a piece of matter and then growing, maxing out, and deteriorating and expiring. That is the old belief. It is not truth. We need to be thinking about the immortal life, which was one of the terms discussed previously. Timeless? There's no limitation to time. Time is only a human concept. But life is timeless because life is here and now. Life is permanent. Life is omnipresent. It cannot be omnipresent if it is based on time or space. Way is another one. What is the way? Are we following the way of the Christ consciousness? Are we on the path of truth? Are we sticking to the narrow? Or are we going off the broad path of the many axes that take us down the path of illusion? The last one is wings. We need to always have consciousness above the belief of life, truth, and intelligence in matter. We cannot be limited in our concept of life, or we're going to experience that limitation. Now, the opposites are very easy because they all link together. Age, blood, body, crucifixion, death, grave, heredity, limits, mortal, mortality, organic, physiology, temple, time, and veil. 15 words. Just think about how those link together. Age, blood, body, crucifixion. Are we going to believe that age is what Mary Baker Eddy says it is, and that is experiences that can be linked together for a greater degree of wisdom? Are we going to believe that life is based on blood, bones, other material elements? Or is it based on life, which is spirit? Life in and of spirit. Are we thinking about body as something that we can see and touch and feel and smell and so forth? That is a very limited view of body, because the real view of body, as has been explained in this and other recordings, is our total experience. That's our body. All thought, speech, and action is our body. All relationships, everything we do with every moment of time, that all is our body. It's our experience. We need to crucify the material sense of body, and we need to elevate, ascend with a spiritual sense of body. Death, grave, heredity. Do we think that we are going to pass on because of our family tree, which is based on lie upon lie? Are we going to experience the grave? Are we going to experience death? All of these are together. Crucifixion. What we need to crucify is the belief that is the false belief of life being in matter. We need to overcome that belief of death. We need to overcome the belief of the grave. We need to overcome the belief of heredity. Our only Father is the one Father, Mother, God. There is not a single thought of a material sense of body that is valid. The next words are limits, mortal and mortality, organic, physiology. These all have to do with a false sense of body. Limits, mortality, mortal, organic, physiology. Our only body is the body of spirit, because spirit is the only real substance. And when we think about that, we can just toss all of these terms that I just mentioned, which is limits, mortal, mortality, and organic, physiology, out the window, because they don't have any impact upon God's manifestation. God's manifestation is made of the substance of spirit, is the reflection of God itself. It is not limited to a physical sense. That's what physiology is all about. That's what organic, mortality, mortal, limits. That's what it's all about. A focus on a false sense of reality, a false sense of body, a false sense of life. We want to get up on top of the temple that is above the foundation that is false, and up on the top of the foundation of spirit. The last two are time and veil. We need to lift the veil so that we can see that there is no time, no space, and the only reality is the substance of spirit. Not matter, but spirit. No limitation, but the infinite nature of God itself. God is all there is. God is all source and all manifestation. It's really God which includes its manifestation. The source which includes its manifestation. There is nothing but God. Amen.